Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory.
Last week I received an email, a very nice email. I don't know that person, but he reached out because he listens to my homilies online. A scary thought. And he asked, Father, you talk about getting on a path to salvation, and you always mention that we need to work and fight with our passions. What do you mean by that? What do you mean by being passionate about something? Am I in wrong if I consider reading books my passion, or going for a relaxing walk a passion? I am passionate about these things. Does this mean that I am sinning? It's a very nice email. And it made me realize that sometimes we confuse, or rather forget, that in spiritual life, certain words, phrases, and descriptions mean totally different thing. So if I ask you, what is a passion? Our natural response will be either an intense desire or enthusiasm for something, intense love, or strong, very strong emotion. And all these things are proper and correct answers. And so when we say that I am passionate about reading books, about going for a walk, about fixing cars, that is good. We can be passionate about these things. But, of course, even these things can become harmful to us when moderation is not practiced, and when those things pull us away from what is most important in our life, which is God. But let's step away from the worldly. What is a passion from the church perspective? Passions are impulses and appetites that arise in the person and violently dominate the soul. We might know them under seven deadly passions, or as Byzantines, we just call them seven passions, and those are pride, greed, lust, anger, gluttony, envy, and sloth. All these passions leads us to sin, whether we like it or not. But we have to think about these passions as a big roots that are established within our soul. When we work in a garden, and when we see that there are weeds that have a thick stem, we know that they will be very difficult to pull out, because the roots are already established deep, and probably they are already established wide. And sometimes to pull those weeds out, we need to use a shovel to break those roots apart so we can pull this stubborn, unwanted plant out. It is the same exact thing in our spiritual life. Let's take, for example, passion of anger. Sin of anger starts with a suggestion that comes into our mind. This could begin with someone expressing just an opinion that is different from our own opinion. This thought suggests to us that this person is against us in some way. This triggers feeling of anger in our mind. Then we struggle with this feeling of anger, trying to put it out of our mind. But as we struggle with it, we find ourselves attracted to it, to the feeling of anger, more and more. And we want to reprimand that person that offends us. Then ultimately, we let ourselves to become angry. And this can be a week-long process, or this process can take only a few seconds. Then we choose to take some actions as a result of our anger. We yell. We try to discredit the other person. When we take such action based on a suggestion, we are said to be enslaved by our passion. In this, our desire for what is being denied by this person, we are driven to react with anger, which is sin. It is something that we do not seem to be able to control. This is the way sin develops and persists within us. The passion of anger can be stirred up within us in many different ways. We might be holding a grudge. We might gossip. We might slander someone. We can be envious or simply hate someone for no reason whatsoever. Also, passion of anger can be stirred up by passion of pridefulness. Now we might think, all right, the passion of anger is within my heart. What do I do about it? Our challenge is to overcome our passions and become passionless. And to overcome our passions, we need to make change of mind. And this change of mind is a phrase. And if we translate to Greek, it's named metanoia. And if you translate it back to English, metanoia means repentance. We need to repent of our transgressions and start a new path with new life decisions, which helps us to not to fall into that passion of anger. And the path not to fall into passion of anger is to acquire virtue of meekness. Christ never said, "Blessed are the angry," or "gossipy," or "judgmental." No. Christ says, "Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth." And if you are serious about going to heaven, if you are serious about our own spiritual life and our good, having a good relationship with Christ, with our God, then we have to become meek. And in order to fight this passion of anger or whatever other passion, and to be meek is, it means to be gentle and kind, not sometimes, not just to our friends, but to everybody, especially those who hit us and talk behind us, to be empty of all selfishness and earthly ambition. It means, in a word, never to return evil for evil, but always in everything to overcome evil by good. To be meek is to distrust and reject every thought and action of external forces and violences, and to have a firm and calm conviction that good is always more powerful than evil, and that the good is ultimately is always victorious. St. John Climacus says that meekness is an unchangeable state of mind which remains the same in honor and in dishonor. Meekness is the rock overlooking the sea of irritability, which breaks all the waves that dash against it, remaining unmoved. Meekness is the buttress of patience, the mother of love, and the foundation of wisdom. For it is said in the Psalm 24, "The Lord will teach the meek his ways." It prepares the forgiveness of sins. It is boldness in prayer and a bolt of the Holy Spirit. "But to whom shall I look?" says the Lord. "To him who is meek and quiet and trembles at my word." In meek hearts, the Lord finds rest, but a turbulent soul is seed of the devil. So, we fight passion of anger with meekness, but also with frequent confession. If we want to eradicate that passion within us, then we must work hard at it. If we slander anyone, if you hold grudge against anyone, and or if you are unable to forgive, or if you envy anyone, or if you are hostile against anyone, even for no reason, or, and this is a big one, even if you try to justify our anger, then we should really know that we are in the clutches of the one of the deadly sins. I'm priest 3 years almost. God willing, prayers. And one of the saddest things that I have ever heard as a priest is someone telling me that they don't have any sins, that they have nothing to confess. And when I talked to that person, he was a young man, young gentleman, I was so shocked that I said, "Well, all right, you know that you're gambling with your salvation." I said that just to get the rise out of that guy. But he was indifferent, didn't care. He came for his obedience the church gives once a year. That's it. That's no life with God. I was sad, and I'm still sad. I'm still praying for him that he repents, because the passions that are within him are literally blinding him to the point that he is unable to see or perceive any spiritual good. And this is not a judgment. This is observation. It's very sad. And this state of understanding what sin is everywhere, unfortunately. The truth is that each one of us falls into each deadly passions every single day. I think it would be a lucky day if we only fell into 5 or 6 of them. It is difficult to fight passions. It is even more difficult to accept that I have sinned against God. But it is not impossible. Who would not want to be meek and not experience anger ever again? The more we fight, the more we repent, the more we will be able to fight the sins that are connected to our main passions. And once we cut off those sins and ultimately uproot the passion out of our heart, we will become in a state of blessedness. And we will be counted among those who Christ says about, blessed are the meek, for theirs is the kingdom of earth, of who will inherit the earth. I'm mixing up the other beatitudes. So let us start and examine our conscience and see what passions have hold of us. Each passion that we struggle with has its own virtue that we can use to fight. Let us use this great Lent very wisely. Let us uncover the passions that are hidden within us and let's fight them. Be prepared to lose. Be prepared to get up again and lose again. That's okay. As long as there is fight, you are on the right path. We are on the right path. Because if you don't fight them, we are in huge trouble. But when we fight them, and when our time comes, and we stand in the front of the just judge, we can say, I have fought with all my might. Glory to Jesus Christ.